It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. We're halfway through the high school football regular season, and Central Ohio's seven Catholic teams wrapped up the first half, going 5-2 last weekend. In our CCL Game of the Week, Watterson scored late to pick up a 10-7 win over Cleveland Benedictine. Also last Friday, DeSales handled Covington Catholic 49-17. Hartley handed Worthington Kilbourne its first loss of the season, 45-13. Reedy shut out St. Mary Central Catholic, 35-0. St. Charles lost to Medina Highland, 30-0. And Fisher Catholic dropped a close one to Burn Union, 28-27. On Saturday, Newark Catholic beat previously unbeaten Lakewood, 30-10. Six of the area Catholic high school teams are in action tonight, highlighted by two Central Catholic League head-to-head matchups. In our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, it's as big as it gets as DeSales heads to Hagley Field to take on rival Watterson. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Also this evening, St. Charles plays its first home game of the season when the Cardinals host Hartley. Reedy takes on Margaretta at DeSales High School. And Newark Catholic is on the road at 5-0 Heath. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic hosts Grove City Christian. Time for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with our coach, Larry Wolf, about last week's Watterson-Benedictine matchup and preview the Eagles' showdown with DeSales tonight. Then we'll talk with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks quarterback Jake Ruby. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Bryce Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and online at stgabrielradio.com. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf brought you all the play-by-play of last week's CCL Game of the Week as Watterson came from behind to knock off Cleveland Benedictine 10-7. Larry joins us now on the preview show, and Coach, the Eagles trailed for most of the game. How were they able to hang in there and come away with the victory at the end?
Well, you know, it's funny because at halftime, Randy and I talked about that very thing, and I said, Watterson's right really where they wanted to be. They're one score down in a game where they haven't played very well, and all they have to do is play one half of football, and they've got a chance. Their defense was solid all night, and they put together, you know, basically one play. It was one play. It was a field goal and one play that literally came out of nowhere on a 4th-and-13, threw a Hail Mary back in the back of the end zone, and it was answered. So there you have it. They hung around long enough to get it done. You know, my hat's off to Dan Bajelic and all those kids at Watterson, because it would have been easy to fold the tents, and they didn't.
You just talked about it there, Larry. You said it would have been easy for them to fold the tents. They're not having the season they want. They lost a game just like this the week before against St. Charles. So what does that say about this Watterson team?
There's something about Watterson football for the last, and I've been around it for almost 50 years now. There's a difference between wanting to win and hating to lose. And last Friday night, Watterson was absolutely not going to lose. You could just see it in their body language. Whatever it takes, we have to be willing to do this. And it took every second of the clock darn near, and they pulled it out at the end. And you know, it was really enjoyable to watch Watterson pull one out of the hat, because those kids deserve to win a football game.
We're speaking with our coach, Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy Reinhardt are back at Hagley Field this week for tonight's DeSales-Watterson Showdown. It's our CCL Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. You mentioned, Larry, you've been around the CCL for 50 years. You coached on both sides of the Hartley-Reedy rivalry. Tonight, it's DeSales against Watterson. What is it about these rivalry games that seems to make the impossible possible?
Well, when you're the underdog, you absolutely have to convince your players that they will remember this night for the rest of their lives. You don't even talk about winning or losing. You will remember this game for the rest of your life because nobody expects you to do what you're about to do. When you flip that around and you're the veteran team and you're the team supposed to win, and that would be DeSales tonight. They're the team that's better. They're supposed to win. You have to convince your kids that they're going to play the very finest Watterson team they have ever seen. And so you have to create that energy early and often if you're the veteran team. And if you're the underdog team, no matter what, we come back on our shields. You know, nobody survives this. We're the victorious, or that's it. And, you know, it's one of those crazy things that you do with kids. But they buy in, and they believe it. And when it happens occasionally, it's good for 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? It's one of those deals. It's a special moment.
So with all that being said, and I know the weather the past couple of days is going to help with this, with the sloppy track over at Hagley, but how can Watterson pull off the upset tonight?
They have to do what they did last week. They have to keep it close. They got to stay within one or two scores at the most. They have to hope that on an off-field, DeSales puts the ball on the ground. If DeSales plays well, they're better than Watterson. But if DeSales plays average and Watterson plays better than they are, you're going to have your typical Watterson DeSales game. It's going to come right down to the end like it did a couple years ago. And it's going to be decided by a field goal or a touchdown late. I think DeSales is better, but I wouldn't bet against Watterson ever on the football field.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We look forward to hearing you and Randy on the call at 6:45.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you on down the road.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as Watterson hosts DeSales. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports reporter Dave Papura bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the coaches and players from key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. Bishop Hartley goes to 3-2 on the season following last week's huge 45-13 romp over previously unbeaten Worthington Kilbourne. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now. And coach, you led the game 31-0 at the half. You had a 391-14 advantage in total yardage. Could your team play any better than they did in the first half last week?
So far, that's been the best game we've played, or at least the best game with the best result. Who knows if we'd have played? We might have been playing that well in the games we lost too. Who knows? But you know, we overwhelmed them quite a bit, and it was great to get out and get that kind of lead.
Coach, how important was that game for your team? Not just for the obvious computer points that you're going to get down the line and getting into the playoffs, but to get over that tough loss to DeSales the week before.
For both those factors, it was big. I know I listened to the pregame show the following week and heard Coach Wolf and the gang talk about how it was desperate times and we may not even make the playoffs and this kind of stuff, and I was worried. And I realized we beat Kilbourne, and that was a lot of points, and we're just fine, and that was good on that end. But also you asked about the emotional standpoint, which is obviously very true. I mean, you know, anytime you lose a game, you start to question a little bit about what you're doing, and I mean, that's human nature, and you know, nothing remedies that better than a big win.
Joined by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks on the road tonight at St. Charles. Bob Jacoby, of course, the former DeSales coach in his first season as head coach of the Cardinals. What do you see that he's brought to that program?
Well, they're definitely getting better. There's no question of that. They have improved a lot through the year, and that's obviously you know, startling to see because you know they've obviously going to play their best football game tonight as we play them. From there, I don't know that they look, you know, they're a gambling defense. I guess philosophically they're different than what I used to watch him do many, many years ago, and being a little bit more fundamental. You know, now they're taking a lot more chances. But on offense, they look exactly the same and look like what they've been doing or what he believes in. It's going to be a big challenge for us. Offensive line's really, really good.
Coach, obviously you played DeSales 2 weeks ago. You've got the huge game against Kilbourne last week. St. Charles tonight is the first of three CCL opponents in the row. You got Reedy next week and then Watterson the following. How do you keep the intensity up during this tough stretch?
Well, it's football, so you know, you play your very best, and you got a week to recover and get going. So we definitely have had to reload a little bit of our thinking. You know, we got to back off a little bit of practice and what we're all about and what we do, because we want to be really fresh Friday night. I think that's one way to look at it. But I think the second way is that we're used to playing this kind of schedule. We're used to playing really good competition, so it's nothing new for the Hawks.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight against St. Charles.
All right, thank you.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. The Hawks offense rolled up 522 yards in that big win against Kilbourne last week. Our Ryan Baker spoke with the leader of that offense, senior quarterback Jake Ruby, earlier this week.
Jake, a big 45-13 win over Worthington Kilbourne last week. You guys were dominant on offense, 454 yards of rushing, 391 yards to 14 at the half was the yardage total. What was clicking for you guys last week on offense?
We were really just playing as one unit. You know, our perimeter blocking was really well, and our guys got an open space. And then when our guys get an open space, they can work really well.
You mentioned that. You've got a lot of guys out here, a lot of weapons, a lot of guys you need to get the ball to with Cameron and Marquette and Jaden. Talk about you being the quarterback, how nice that is to have those options.
It's a great feeling knowing that whoever I give the ball to can make, you know, a 90-yard run whenever that could be. And I could also do the same if I ever get the space and have to do that.
You're a senior now, your third year starting as quarterback. What's the difference between you when you took over the job back as a sophomore and now?
I think I have more of a feel of the offense, and you know, I've tempos slowed a lot down, and we can we can get going when we need to get going, and we can also slow the clock down when we need to.
And then that performance last week, how huge was that for your team on the heels of that tough DeSales game?
It was a great step where we want to be at the end of the season. We're one week at a time, we're going where we need to be.
Well, this week it's another CCL opponent. It's St. Charles. St. Charles under new head coach Bob Jacoby seem to be improving every week. What can you expect to see from them this week, especially defensively?
They're going to play really hard. We're going to play really hard, and it's going to be a great game, and you know, the best team's going to win.
You guys mentioned DeSales 2 weeks ago. Then this is the first of three in a row against CCL opponents. How special is that for you guys that you get to play all these teams and then you get them back to back?
It's a great feeling knowing that we have, you know, the best in Central Ohio to play back to back to back.
Well, Jake, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck this week against St. Charles.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Hartley quarterback Jake Ruby for that. The Hawks battle St. Charles tonight. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. Then it's Newark Catholic head man Bill Franks. Stay with us.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Fisher Catholic falls to 1-4 on the year following last week's tough 28-27 loss to Burn Union. Irish head coach Mike Yannotti joining us now on the preview show. And coach, you were ahead in the game, went down to the wire. How tough is it to lose a game that like that, that's so close?
Well, when your kids play as hard as they did, and I'm really proud of my kids because they left it on the field. They played really hard. It's kind of defeating emotionally in that respect. And we played well and moved the ball as well as we could at times. And came up short. Things like that happen. We missed an extra point at the end with a bad snap and bad hold. They had more than one long run that killed us.
Coach, it was your best offensive performance of the year, though, putting 27 points on the board. What did you like from your offense last week?
Well, we tried to control the ball and play keep away because they had the talent to make the long plays and things of that nature. And we ran the ball well. We did some things differently that we had planned ahead for, and it worked. And a number of kids played really well. Alan McCall, ran the ball well. Brock Conrad threw a touchdown and ran for a touchdown. And all things told, we're very happy with that. But some little things like angles of pursuit and tackling and in many cases blocking, you know, once again it comes down to blocking and tackling, and we came up short in that regard.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. His Irish looking to rebound, hosting Grove City Christian tomorrow. The Eagles struggling at 0-5. They've given up at least 37 points in every game this season but one. So is this a night maybe that you can build on that offensive momentum that you had last week against Bern Union?
Well, we're planning on doing much the same, but one of the things that we didn't do, and part of that's my fault, is we had no quick strike offense. And in any big game, if you get a long run or a long pass or something of that nature, that really can change the game. And we're going to try and do some of that this week as well.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against Grove City Christian.
Thank you very much.
Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. The Irish looking to pick up their second win of the season tomorrow against Grove City Christian. Newark Catholic goes to 4-1 with a 30-10 win over Lakewood last Saturday night. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And coach, your quarterback Hunter Chapman with a big game, rushing and throwing for career highs. He gains 114 yards on the ground, another 253 through the air. What did you like about Hunter's game last week?
Well, he's really progressing into a total quarterback. You know, we run the zone read, and he typically gives it, but it was nice to see him be patient and actually run the ball. And, you know, that led to a real open field. And his passing was exceptional, just spot on, and kids made nice plays.
Coach, your defense was great again, holding the Lancers to just 10 points, and you forced 4 turnovers on the night. You recently got back Connor Sheehan. Tanner Lake was back this week, too. How big of a boost was that for your defense?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of experience over there, and Nolan Jordan and Tanner Lake made big interceptions, and, you know, Sam Bending and Jacob Lombardis continue to play fast in the middle, and Tyke Wilson and Liam Kirkpatrick are playing very tough at the D tackle, and you know, Noah Foders playing a solid end in there with Sheehan and Riley Whitaker. They're just doing a nice job.
We're joined by Newark Catholic head man Bill Franks. His Green Wave on the road against undefeated Heath tonight. You're talking about the defense, coach. They will be tested this evening by Bulldogs quarterback Aaron Lachalet. Through just 5 games, he's thrown for 893 yards and 12 touchdowns and rushed for 757 yards and 12 more scores. How do you slow that guy down?
Yeah, he's a high school football player that doesn't come around very commonly. You know, he's a kid that'll go on and, you know, probably small college, be dominant, you know, if that's what he so chooses. Just he's a total player. He's smart. He can run. He can throw. And their coach, Coach Collier, does a great job of, you know, there's always a reason for what they're doing, and then they hold you accountable if you over-adjust to stop what they do well. And, you know, typical Bulldog defense, they're playing a basic stack, but they're blitzing stack, you know, odd stack, and they're blitzing and they're playing with great passion. So, you know, it should be a handful and in inclement weather conditions.
Now, Coach, you talk about their defense. One negative from last week's game was that your offense turned the ball over 5 times. How much did you stress ball security this week in practice?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we just some of our guys run so hard, and at the end of the play, they've got to end the play as tough as they start the play, and because that's where the strips are happening.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. His Green Wave battle Heath tonight. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights cornerback and wide receiver Kevin Morrison. Then it's St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals linebacker Greg Scarpitti.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Bishop Reedy goes to 3-2 on the year with last week's 35-0 shutout win over St. Mary Central Catholic. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the Preview Show. And, Coach, was that your team's most complete performance of the year?
Yes, it was. You know, we are extremely proud of our defensive players, our defensive coaches with the game plan they set up, and our kids executed it very well. And offensively, we blocked very well. We still need to work on our overall passing game. But we are very happy as a staff when we watch the films on Saturday morning.
Coach, you got a couple touchdowns from Brandon Burks. Devin Dukes had a big 97-yard score. And Taryn Crowder chipped in two big touchdowns for you. Now, Taryn transferred in from Marion Franklin last year. We haven't talked about him much this season. How has he adapted to the system, and what has he meant to your team?
It's good to have Taryn on our football team, without a doubt. He brings a great attitude to the football team, and we've moved him around. He's played some safety for us. He's played some corner. He's played a little outside linebacker. On offense, we've taught him wide receiver. He's been a slot receiver. So his versatility of being able to do a lot of things well has really helped our football team.
We're joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights take on Margaretta at DeSales High School tonight. Polar Bears junior running back Logan Griffin has 992 yards and 8 touchdowns in just 5 games so far. Their starting quarterback is a sophomore, Nick Leibacher. So do you plan on stacking the box and making them throw the ball tonight?
Well, you know, their running back runs the ball extremely hard, and it's very hard to tell from film what kind of speed he has, but I didn't realize he had rushed for that many yards. He's definitely a good, solid running back that runs the ball hard. And their quarterback does a nice job managing their offense. He throws the ball well, and he sees the field well. And they're doing a nice job of running and passing. I think when the film we broke down, it was about 60-40 run to pass. So that's pretty good at the high school level. So we're going to have to defend the whole field with these guys. They do a nice job throwing the short passing game and then running the football. So we're going to have to play a great, great game on defense because they're averaging, I think, 28 points a game.
Now, Coach, we talked about Crowder, the transfer from Marion Franklin. You have another transfer that's eligible to play this week, Troy Williams from Franklin Heights. He's a wingback, returner. What are you hoping to get out of him this week?
Well, the biggest thing we hope to get out of him is that he's a guy that should be able to spread the field for us. He's got tremendous speed. He's probably a 4.5 or better, and he's got good hands. He'll help our special teams because he has the ability to return kickoffs and even punts, and he can run the ball for us in the run game and also play receiver for us. So we definitely want to get him touches and allow him to make our offense that much tougher to defend, because now you got to defend a wider field and a more vertical field also.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Margaretta.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Reedy head man Brian Cross. Cornerback and wide receiver Kevin Morrison has made big plays on both sides of the ball for the Silver Knights this season. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Kevin earlier this week.
Kevin, last week you guys posted a 35-0 win over Sandusky St. Mary, led at 28 at halftime. How good did it feel to not only win, but for you as a defensive player to get that shutout?
I felt great. Seeing all my teammates perform how they can, and everyone on the defense was just playing nice.
Now, you guys have gave up quite a few passing yards the week before.
Yeah.
Did you guys really put an emphasis on that in practice this past week coming into that game?
Yes, sir. We did a lot of one-on-one drills and working more on man coverage, and I felt like that helped us with this past week.
This week you guys play Margaretta. They're out of Castalia, Ohio, up there up north. Another long road trip for a team coming down here. They're coming off a loss to Toledo 8-30-20, but in their two wins they've had this season, they've scored 44 and 46. Have you seen anything on tape, like what their strengths are?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely talented offensively-wise. They have a 6'5 receiver and a couple six-foot receivers, and they're a spread offense. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the challenge on defense.
During practice this week, is there any other special emphasis? Like I said, are they spread team? Are they spread you out? You've played that before.
Yeah, we played a lot of spread teams this past year. So our scout team's going to be running mostly spread, and we'll see what kind of defense we're going to be running this week.
Now, does that help you guys? Like I said, that you've played against a spread offense a few times this year. I'm like,
it's very crucial because we can run the same type of defenses that we ran against other teams, and we can just start to build on it more. And once we run a type of defense so many times, we're going to perfect it.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Margaretta, and hopefully you guys can put three in a row here.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Our thanks to Bishop Reedy, cornerback and wide receiver Kevin Morrison, and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights facing Margaretta at DeSales High School tonight. St. Charles falls to 2-3 on the season after last week's 30-0 loss on the road at Medina Highland. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now. And coach, the Hornets defense held you to 178 yards in total offense, forced three turnovers in the game. What did they do that gave you guys trouble?
Well, they just came out right off the bat and scored on our defense, and then our offense turned the ball over, and so we dug ourselves in a deep hole in the first quarter, just weren't able to get out of it. And then it was my first experience with a running clock in the second half. Now, I must be the eternal optimist, but I thought we could maybe crawl our way back into the game, but before I knew it, the third quarter was over because of running clock. I really don't like that rule at all. I think it penalizes kids and, pretty much seals the game by halftime if you're in that situation.
Coach, Doug mentioned you're 2-3 on the year, but your three losses this year have come to teams that have a combined record of 13-2 so far on the season. How do you think the competition that you face so far this year is going to help you guys later on down the road?
Well, I hope it helps us a lot because I'm sure the competition we have coming up has a similar record. So we think we're getting a little better here and there, but, we've got our work cut out for us.
We're joined on the preview show by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals play their first home game of the season tonight when they take on CCL foe Hartley. How nice will it be for your team to finally play a home game this season, Coach?
You know what? It's going to be super nice. We actually practiced for the first time on our game field. So, that felt really good. And it's a good setting. They've done some real nice work on our field. And, our guys are really looking forward to it.
Now, Coach, the Hawks are a very explosive team with all kinds of playmakers on both offense and defense. What impresses you most about Hartley?
Just how balanced they are. I mean, you really can't focus on any one thing. And Coach Birchfield's done a great job with the program. They're a great team year in and year out, and have kind of set the standard for what the other teams in the league want to be like.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck against Hartley.
Thank you very much, Doug.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. The Cardinals defense, as we mentioned, will be tested against that high-octane Hartley offense. Our Chris Higgins spoke with one of the leaders of the Cards defense, middle linebacker Greg Scarpitti.
Last week, Greg, you guys traveled up to Medina, played Highland, lost 30-0. Second half, you guys, the defense, clamped down. First half seemed like the offense made a few mistakes here and there. But how'd you feel your defense did as a whole?
I think in the first quarter especially, we played poor, to say the least. We just never got off the bus. But starting in the third and fourth quarter, I think we executed our plays well. We did our assignments, and that led to success.
This week doesn't get any easier at all, as you've got CCL rival Hartley that you play. Finally, you guys get a home game. So how good does it feel that you're going to be playing on your own home field against probably the toughest opponent you're probably going to play all year?
Honestly, it doesn't matter to us. We try to play the same no matter what the field, no matter what the circumstance, always with a +2 mentality, as Coach likes to say.
All right, Hartley, like I mentioned, they're 3-2. They're coming off a big win against Worthington Kilbourne, team they beat 43-15, pretty easy. Offensively, Marquette Dixon's rushed for 785 yards, 12 touchdowns. What have you seen on tape of him and the rest of their offense? And where do you think you guys need to work on this week to help stop him?
I think we definitely need to contain the outside. We need to be especially physical this week as well, flying off the ball, hitting the blockers, and really getting to them at the line of scrimmage.
All righty. Well, good luck this week against Hartley, and continued success throughout the season.
Thank you very much.
When we come back after this short break, it's all about the CCL Game of the Week with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions linebacker wide receiver Ryan Corcoran. Then it's Watterson head coach Dan Bajelic and Eagles running back Adam Kaysen on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. So you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Hello everyone, Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. DeSales moves to 5-0 on the year with a 49-17 romp over Covington Catholic last Friday. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joining us now on the preview show. And Coach, Alonzo Booth had a good month last week. Ran for 320 yards and 5 touchdowns. Is that as good of an individual performance you've ever had?
I certainly ranks right up there. It was on 20 carries and actually had a 60-yard called back on something that was behind the play.
Wow.
He's just doing great, you know, and it's collective. I mean, I know I've said that probably weekly, but takes the guys up front to produce as well. But he's playing really hard. He's running with, you know, great energy and keeping himself healthy and doing all the things that he can do and trying to lead and all those things. So it's been refreshing. You know, I think he's getting the result that right now that he deserves.
Coach, on the last play of the first half, Jared Noble intercepts a pass in the end zone and takes it 104 yards for a score and gives you guys a 28-17 halftime lead rather than just a four-point lead or maybe even worse if the Colonels score there. Do you think that play really broke their back?
I thought it was a huge play because, as you said, they got a couple of things going there, and all of a sudden it's 21-17. We turn the football over, and they're actually going in to take the lead going into half. So I think we were all, you know, a little nervous at that point and trying to just knock the ball down and get out of the half with the lead, and knowing that we start the second half with the football, you know, try to go in and regroup. So for Jared to make that play, I thought, number one, was just an unbelievable play. It's certainly not every day that you see a 104-yard interception return for a touchdown, but also just maybe got us some momentum back, and then we played a great second half, won the second half 21-0. So, but that play, yes, at that time was huge, huge for our team.
We're joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, and it doesn't get any bigger than our CCL game of the week tonight as the Stallions, ranked number one in the state, travel to Hagley Field to face Watterson. You can hear it live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com, beginning with the pregame at 6:45. Coach, this rivalry dates back to 1963. The teams have played each other 60 times. How special is it to be a part of a game with so much history?
It's a privilege. I mean, we've talked about that with our kids. We make a big deal about the game. I'm sure they do the same thing. And like I said, it's the history of the game, the outcomes of the game, the hard fought, the physicality, right down to the wire, the games over the years and things like that. And I think this game means a lot to people that have played in the rivalry, people that have coached in it. Big deal for our guys and big deal for their guys. I think it makes the game even more special.
Coach, in your 10 years as DeSales head coach, you've gone 9-3 against Waterson, including winning the last three. So what's your key to success?
Well, you know, I told our kids, really three things that decides the winner of the game. I think the physicality, you know, the team that can be a little more physical and the team that makes fewer mistakes and the team that maybe can be physical a little bit longer. And I know that sounds like coach speak, but it's held true in this game over many, many games that we've played each other. And that's just the way this game has went down over the years. And that's what we try to focus on, trying to win those areas. Many of those games that you just mentioned, again, could have gone either way. And so usually just a few plays one way or the other. And that's what we're trying to do is get our share of those.
Should be another great one tonight. Thanks for joining us, Coach. Good luck tonight against Waterson.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. Stallion senior linebacker Ryan Corcoran led the team in tackles the past two seasons, and he's doing it again this year. Our Ryan Baker sat down with Ryan Monday.
Ryan, you guys are 5-0 now, a big 49-17 win over Covington Catholic last week. You guys really jumped out to a fast start. That's kind of been your calling card this year. You guys have done that almost every week. What do you attribute those fast starts to?
You know, we have good senior leadership. We're really focused before the game. You know, our coaches get us in the right frame of mind right after school, right into spread, right away. It's all about football. It's football now. And, you know, we've had a lot of good senior leadership over the summer, and I think it's really showed through the first 5 weeks.
Starting linebacker on this team, leading tackler the past couple years as well. When you guys get off to those fast starts on offense, how much easier does that make the defense's job?
It gives the defense some definite momentum. What happens is when the offense gets a hot start, it just leads right into defense. And being a linebacker, it's good to feed off momentum, and I have to be the guy that provides that momentum.
Move on. It's Waterson week now. Talk about the difference between Waterson week and other weeks during the season here at the school.
Waterson week, I mean, it just has such a great tradition behind it. You know, 52, 53 years we've been playing each other. It's just the environment that you know is going to be present in the game just makes you work that much harder during the week.
And this is a game, you know, obviously such a great rivalry. You throw the records out the book. You know, you guys are 5-0, they're 2-3, but that doesn't matter this week. Talk about what you guys are going to have to do this week to make sure you get that victory against the Eagles.
We're going to have to keep doing what we're doing. We can't change a thing. We can't take it off lightly. We can't force. We can't press in the situation just because it's our rivalry game. Just got to keep doing what we do, and to be consistent is hard, but I think we can do it.
Well, Ryan, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck this week when you guys take on Waterson.
No problem.
Our thanks to DeSales linebacker and wide receiver Ryan Corcoran and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions getting ready for a CCL showdown against Waterson in tonight's CCL Game of the Week right here on AM 820. The Eagles go to 2-3 on the season following last week's 10-7 come-from-behind win over Benedictine in our CCL Game of the Week. Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic joins us now on the preview show. And coach, after trailing for most of the game, what did it feel like on the sidelines when Casey Calhoun hauled in that pass from Cole Andrews in the end zone with just 29 seconds left on the clock?
Well, I mean, it was all jubilation. The kids would jump around. Obviously, we still knew we had to kick an extra point and obviously kick off and kind of go from there. But, you know, obviously it was a great feeling.
Now, Coach, talk about that play, because Casey wasn't the intended receiver on that play in the beginning, right?
No, he wasn't. He was really running more of a clear route. They took away their, you know, Cole's other options. He stayed alive and, you know, spotted Casey coming across and in the back of the end zone and you know, obviously took a shot at it and obviously, you know, worked out well for us.
We're joined by Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic, his Eagles welcoming rival DeSales to Hagley Field tonight in our CCL Game of the Week live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Not only are you taking on the Stallions, coach, but it's also senior night and your final home game of the season. What's the atmosphere going to be like tonight at Hagley?
Well, you know, it'll be big. I mean, obviously senior night, and that's a huge thing for our seniors. But, you know, anytime you're in a, you know, Waterson sales game, I've been in tons of them by now. I can't even count how many, but it's always a great game. A lot of intensity. Fans will be into it. You know, a little, you know, high school football at its best, I think.
Coach, the Stallions offense has been great, to say the least, this season, averaging 41 points a game. What do you have to do to slow them down tonight?
Well, that's a dang good question. to be honest with you guys, you know, they're a very good football team. I mean, you got to run what you run. I mean, you're not going to obviously, you know, wholesale changes at this point in the season. You know, you just got to be fortunate enough to, you know, obviously stay gap strong and gang tackle them, because they got a lot of weapons on, you know, running and throwing the football. So it presents a very unique challenge.
Coach, with that, the past couple of days, the weather's been sloppy. I know it's going to be a nasty field out at Hagley tonight. Do you think that'll play into your advantage at all?
You know, Ryan, I guess, you know, we'll find out tonight because it's just too hard to say. I mean, I know people say sometimes this and that about that. You'll find out which team handles it, and obviously, hopefully, you know, it works to our advantage.
Should be a great one. Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against the Sales in our CCL Game of the Week.
All right, thank you very much.
Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic. Sometimes the best defense is a good offense that keeps the opponent's offense off the field. The Eagles offense led this season by running back Adam Kaysen, who's rushed for 475 yards through five games. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Adam earlier this week.
Adam, a big 10-7 come from behind win last week against Benedictine. Casey Calhoun catches the pass from Cole Andrews there in the end zone with 30 seconds left. Talk about the feeling that you guys got there when you got that score late to take the lead.
Yeah, you know, it was just a big win for us. Felt great to get that second win. I mean, we all played very well. I feel like my team really just, we all played as a team. We played very well together.
Talk about what you think that says about your team, especially coming off a tough St. Charles game where you lost in a similar fashion, that you were able to stay in there and come away with the victory.
Yeah, it shows we got a lot of perseverance and we can really bounce back, and that's all I can really ask for from these guys.
Huge game this week. You guys take on DeSales. It's your rival. It's also our game of the week here on AM 820. I know it's still early in the week, but talk about the difference around the whole school in a DeSales week and other weeks throughout the season.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different. I mean, totally different way of looking at everything. Biggest game of the year, senior year, you know, you just got to – we got to put in the hard work here at practice. Just a huge game. We got to win.
DeSales, probably one of the best teams in the area so far this season. They're very explosive offensively. How can you guys help out the defense this week on offense by keeping control of the ball?
Yeah, you know, offense got to do their part, play their part. Defense has got to stay tough. I know they got a really great offense. They're 5-0, but when it comes to DeSales week, you can throw those records away. I mean, Waterson DeSales rivalry has huge tradition, and I mean, you can't take anything away from that. We're going to come out ready to play.
Well, Adam, thanks a lot for this. I really appreciate it. Good luck this week when you guys take on the Stallions.
Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Waterson running back Adam Kaysen and our Ryan Baker. It's Waterson and DeSales in our CCL Game of the Week tonight, live right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com, mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Week 6 of the high school football season is upon us, and 6 of the area's 7 Catholic high school teams are in action tonight, including 2 head-to-head matchups of Central Catholic League teams. Reedy battles Margaretta at DeSales Alumni Stadium. Newark Catholic heads to Heath. St. Charles plays its first home game of the season, hosting Hartley. And in our CCL Game of the Week, Waterson welcomes DeSales to Hagley Field. As always, you can hear the Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic hosts Grove City Christian. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Dave Papora bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and speak with the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd.